It's cold, it's the playoffs, and it's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, this is everything the Green Bay Packers work for. Six consecutive wins, running the table, whatever thing you want to throw on top of it. They finally got back home. They're facing the New York Giants, and they're trying to get to the next round of the playoffs. You win this game, you're either traveling to Dallas or Atlanta. Big victory, big stakes, and obviously the Packers are trying to come out of here and show what they can do now that the postseason is in play.
All right, and I say what's at stake is something that doesn't matter to the team and the players necessarily, but strictly for the fans. This is the Giants coming to Lambeau Field in the playoffs again. Now, the game 9 years ago, the game 5 years ago, will have absolutely no bearing on what happens on Sunday afternoon here at Lambeau Field. But for the fans, this is a big one. Get past the Giants in the playoffs. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Mike, let's talk about a player that wasn't here during week five, at least not on the field. That was Jared Cook. And you've seen the difference that Cook has made on the field with the Packers since returning from that six-game hiatus due to the ankle injury. He's been a difference maker, an X factor, if you will. Packers are going to use him against the Giants. You can imagine seeing some of the things that the Giants have done this year defensively. They've been really tough, but they've given up some yardage to tight ends. This is a big opportunity for Jared Cook to come up with a big game.
Okay, and I'll avoid the obvious this week in saying Aaron Rodgers is the player to watch. His 120-plus passer rating the last six games and all that. I'll go on the defensive side of the ball. Safety, ha-ha, Clinton Dix. Named to his first Pro Bowl. Another Pro Bowl safety on the other side for the Giants in Landon Collins. And with however the Packers are going to cover Odell Beckham Jr., what they want to do with blitzing Eli Manning, I think Ha Ha Clinton Dix plays an important role in this game. Maybe he makes a really big play. It's the little things, Wes. Give me one for Sunday.
Mike McCarthy has talked all year long about field position and winning that battle, but that has never been more apparent or in need than this game against the Giants. That's the reason why the Giants are here at 11-5 this season. They've done a tremendous job making sure that they win that differential. You look at it, they've punted 93 times this season, but their defense has done a tremendous job of still getting the ball back to their offense. So if you're the Green Bay Packers, you want to come into this game, be able to dominate that particular segment of it, and be able to come out of here with a win.
Okay, and I will emphasize another Mike McCarthy point, and that's handling the football in cold weather. The Packers have done a tremendous job of that during this winning streak, only one turnover on offense, but they're coming back now from an indoor game, the climate-controlled conditions. You're going to be back out here in the 10-degree or 12-degree weather, whatever it is. You have to handle the football so you can still win that turnover battle. Wes, the Packers win if they continue their playoff success formula that we've seen in the past, and that's Aaron Rodgers playing like Aaron Rodgers and winning the turnover differential. The Packers defense needs to take the ball away a couple of times, and I think it really helps their chances.
Yeah, and speaking of defense, Mike, the Packers win if they get some pressure on Eli Manning. Now, you look at the Giants, they only gave up 21 sacks this season, and Eli isn't the most elusive quarterback in the league. That says that they're doing something right. As it turns out, the three sacks that the Packers had here at week five actually tied for the most that the Giants have given up this season. You look at Clay Matthews being back and healthier, Nick Perry being effective with that club. Need to keep that rolling. Need to make sure that you can get Eli Manning off the spot.
Yeah, for sure, and that will help with maybe generating some of those turnovers. With that, we'll sign off on Final Thoughts and get out of the cold. Be sure to stay tuned to Packers.com and all your social media channels for the in-game and post-game coverage of the wild card playoffs. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll